Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We have a Rockets player who's taking a shot.
Ooh, at whom? Taking shots down 3-1? You're allowed to, but...
Amen Thompson, is this taking a shot at Draymond? Is it taking a shot at the refs? Or is it both? You decide. Amen Thompson, check it out.
Just talking physical out there. You know, they're just going to let one dude do whatever he wants. And he's not going to get, I mean, he's had two texts off rip. You know, he can talk to them however he wants. So.
Okay. What Amon Thompson basically said is it's rough out there, it's physical, and there's one guy they let say whatever he wants, and they're not going to do anything about it.
Dylan Brooks. I mean, hello?
Yeah.
I mean...
Dylan Brooks.
So...
Dylan Brooks,
Amon, and I love the fact that you're from the Bay, from San Leandro, and all the rest of it, but you are obviously... a little bit biased, as are we, but I'm going to look at this from a little bit more of a global perspective and say there are two players who are able to, quote unquote, say and do whatever they want, and it is Draymond Green. It's also Dylan Brooks. So I think that Draymond got the benefit of some nuance from the officials. Could they have given him a second technical foul? Sure. I thought that it was a flagrant when he rat-a-tat-tatted Eason's head with his shoes. We've seen it before. It's one of those things where you're going to be a 14-year vet, and even though you have a reputation, the first tech that he got was a reputation tech. I don't think he deserved it. And the second incident, where maybe he would have gotten his second tech, they gave him a flagrant, and they probably gave him only a flagrant and not a tech because they don't want to have a star player drummed out of the game unless they absolutely have to.
Yeah, I understand that. But then again, what do we mean... they're going to let someone do whatever they want and not do anything about it when the guy has a flagrant and three technicals in the series. That is doing something about it. What would you like the referees to do? Call his mom? Like, would
probably give him more technicals and more, well, like, be a little bit harder on Draymond Green.
But actually, like, to me, this is a sign of weakness. This is another sign of the Houston Rockets' immaturity. Like, I guarantee you when Draymond hears this, that's a big, huge smile on his face. Like the fact that Amen Thompson believes that Draymond Green is getting away with this, that, or the other on the floor is quite frankly hilarious. Hilarious. You don't get to feel that way if you're the Houston Rockets. You have Dylan Brooks on your team. You have Ime Udoka as your coach. And you are one of the most physically gifted defensive teams in the league. You have gotten to where you are by instigating. Now, if all you're doing is talking about talking, because Draymond is the biggest talker on the court, well, I'm sorry if that bothers you. That's literally what he's trying to do. And I don't believe that talking should... you and I have had this conversation before. I really don't believe that talking, unless we're talking about really excessive stuff, should ever lead to punishment. You can say whatever the hell you want. I mean, if it really gets out of line, or if it just directly leads to fighting, okay. Or if you just won't stop, okay. But talking, what is it you would like the league to do because someone's talking?
Right, they're all talking.
He can do whatever he wants.
If you want to talk about who's talking, Jimmy Butler was the one doing the talking last night.
For sure.
When he was, you know, using the B word to talk about Dylan Brooks, and the B word that he was using was not Brooks, I don't believe. I'm not an expert lip reader, but I don't think that he was saying you're a Brooks. I think that he was saying you're something else. So Draymond Green leads the playoffs in technical fouls with 3. So clearly, in 3 of the 4 games, the officials have decided that his talking or his histrionics, his theatrics, whatever it is that Draymond is doing, they are rebuking him with technical fouls. So
exactly.
If Amen is intimating that it is Draymond, I don't know who else he'd be talking about. Maybe he's talking about the chef and they finally got him.
He's talking about Draymond.
Of course. So of course. Then what are we doing here, Amen? Because Draymond's been in the league for 14 years, and if you want to total up all the techs over the last 14 years that Draymond's gotten, he's been in the top 5 in the league in each of the last 10 seasons.
Well, and here's the way I would sort of, and again, this is painting with too broad of a brush, but at the same time, this is how I would describe the instigating nature of Draymond versus the instigating nature of Dylan Brooks. Draymond is much more of a talker. Draymond is probably the most talkative player in the league. Anthony Edwards actually said that recently. They asked him before the playoffs started, there's one team you could go against. Who would it be? He said, Warriors. I want to get the Warriors because Draymond talks the most mess in the whole league, and I want it. So that's interesting, and let's leave that over here in case that series does actually end up happening. But Draymond is much more with the words, and Dylan is much more with the action. Dylan is much more physical. Dylan is, I think, pushes the line a little bit more with hard fouls and acts of, I don't want to call them violence, but similar to what he did with Steph last night, punching at the ball. Dylan leans a little bit more that direction. Draymond leans a little bit more the direction of talking. And to me, what's more legal? The talking part. I'd rather go up against that than somebody who's actually going to give you the shoulder shiver when you're running by. They're both capable of it, but Dylan leans that direction more, don't you think?
He does it in a more direct way.
Intense. It's urgent.
Sports, man.
You badly want to win. I do think that and I hate the word decorum. I really don't like it because it's too stuffy for my taste.
Decorum.
But on some level, you have to remember you're playing sports and there are rules. And you have to fit into that box. So I could go over to the other team's huddle. I could intentionally try to hurt someone. I could go over to the other team's locker room. No one's going to stop me. I could do all of these things, but don't. It's almost like, and I don't want to get uber serious here, but like I've always wondered about the phrase war crimes. I'm like, how do y'all go out there with machine guns and then you got rules?
Well, there are rules.
There are.
There should be.
And supposedly there's we can shoot other people, but we're not supposed to cross that line over there. Okay, that's different, but this is the sports version of that. Like, dude, please just fit in the box for a second. I get it. You're a live wire. You're an amazing athlete. You badly want to win, but yeah. Don't try to hurt other people. Don't go get on the other team's bench. Don't be a moron. Like, we're trying to enjoy this and have it be entertaining. Be physical. Do what you need to do, but not by any means necessary.
Yeah, exactly. Unwritten rules is another way to put it. And the NBA has the code.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Steve Kerr talked about how Dylan Brooks broke the code, and he absolutely did when he fouled GP2 in the head when GP2 was exposed and in the air. He broke the code. There aren't that many other codes in the NBA. One of them is if you're up by 8 with 7 seconds left and you get the ball back, you don't go down and shoot a three or dunk. You just dribble out the game. That's the code, right? And you see it all the time. Even though you might be on the side with the team up 8 and you're laying 8.5 and you're thinking, just go shoot a layup. Just give me a layup so we can cover this number. But they don't do that because it's the code. And maybe the code also can be, or maybe it is, like, if we're going to huddle, then you don't come and get in our huddle, because you're going to huddle. And if, okay, now I'm going to get in your huddle and you're going to get in my huddle. Now we're going to push each other. It's like, can we have a conversation with teammates and not have you like ear hustling and trying to get right in the mix?
It's think just kind of lame. That's a very good example that you bring up. Like, I think it's kind of one of those things where you almost, despite the intensity, keep the headspace open for, look, they're trying to compete and win. We're trying to compete and win. Let's do that with our group and let them do that with their group. And then, right, like, then we go out there and compete and may the best team win. There has to be some sort of a baseline respect for the process, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I like your use of decorum, but it had me thinking about, like, which fork is the salad fork? And,
nobody knows that.
Exactly.
Nobody knows.
Well, the one with the three tines, I think, but I never know if I'm setting the table, which one goes where and the rest of it. I don't have a lot of decorum, so.
Yeah, me neither. But I think, don't you, like.
Outside in, I believe, right?
Right. Like, as the meal goes, you get the silverware that's closer to your plate. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. I never went to any of those classes.
Anytime I get to a restaurant and there's more than just, you can give me two forks, a knife, and a spoon. Okay, I can work with that. But if we've got multiple forks, multiple spoons, multiple knives, and if there's silverware across the top, now I'm going
to
get confused.
Well, no, that's not supposed to be there. That's not, we're not doing that. Smaller fork is the salad fork?
I thought so.
Bigger fork is for the meat.
Mm.
Or the pasta.
Okay. Again, I'm not known for my decorum.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.